I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Coming up, an Iraqi oud player casts a ballot. First, our GeoQuiz answer, and we were looking for a seaside town in Japan that's been paying special attention to the U.S. presidential election. The answer is Obama. Here's The World's Patrick Cox.
Okay, first, a few facts about Obama. It's located on Japan's largest island, about an hour's drive north of Kyoto. It has 32,000 inhabitants and one McDonald's. It's an old fishing town that's most often described as rustic and sleepy.
The word Obama combines two characters. The first means small, and the second means beach.
This is Eve Kushner. She's the author of the forthcoming Crazy for Kanji, a student's guide to the wonderful world of Japanese characters.
It's very common in Japanese to have place names named after natural components. We do the same thing in English, but I find it horribly mundane. Pleasant Valley, Pine Hill. It's somehow, to me, much more lyrical when it's Obama.
She has a point. President-elect Small Beach just doesn't have the same ring to it. Back to Obama Japan, where it was already Wednesday lunchtime when the presidential race was called. And this is what was happening in Obama at precisely that time. A group called the Obama Girls was performing a hula dance. The Obama Girls had formed to honor the president-elect's Hawaiian heritage, but they were interrupted by the big news on TV. And that was that for the hula dance. Now, was this chant for the president-elect or the town? Both, probably. Same goes for this one, which came next. Yes, they can. The people of Obama can now look forward to a prosperous future as their town becomes Japan's newest tourist destination. As for the Obama girls, they're angling for an invitation to perform at their namesake's inauguration in January. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.
And you can listen to Patrick Cox's weekly podcast called The World in Words by going to theworld.org/language.